This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, I'm Dumisha Greater from NedGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Global Election Jitters, a Likely Headwind for the Rand. The year 2024 will be marked by a high level of political activity around the world, as many countries, including South Africa, will hold national elections that could shape their future direction. The most anticipated event is the US presidential election in November this year, which will have a significant impact on global affairs and relations. In addition, this political uncertainty and tension may impact the stability of the rand, as well as the prices of commodities and financial assets. Therefore, it will be important to monitor the developments and outcomes of these elections, as they are likely to influence the economic and social conditions of nearly half of the world's population. Even when the outcome is predictable, elections can still offer insights. For example, the upcoming presidential election in March, where Vladimir Putin is expected to win easily, could reveal the level of public support for his endless war. That is, if the true vote count is made public. On the other hand, in Ukraine, the 2024 presidential election is uncertain due to the martial law imposed by the country. On the domestic front, the upcoming national elections could create volatility for the rand, which might test the 19 rand to the US dollar mark, which it reached last year. The political uncertainty and the economic outlook could weigh on the currency and trigger sharp movements. The US dollar has been stronger than the rand for most of the past decade, with the local unit suffering a sharp decline in the last 3 years and losing almost a third of its value against the greenback. According to a Reuters survey in December, most emerging market currencies are expected to appreciate against the dollar this year, with the exception of the Turkish lira and the rand, which may remain under pressure. The rand faces several challenges, such as persistent power outages, congestion at Transnet, and a highly competitive election. With that said, a weaker US dollar could improve the prospects for overall emerging market currencies. Emerging market currencies are expected to gain from the carry trade, as the US interest rates are likely to decline. The recent surge in annual inflation in advanced economies has indicated the challenges that we face when it comes to containing inflation. However, unless there is a significant economic shock, the US Fed is expected to reduce interest rates this year. But as mentioned in previous podcasts, the issue is when and by how much. Therefore, markets will be monitoring inflation and labor market data closely in order to see if there are any signs of price pressures that have eased enough for the US Fed to think about lowering borrowing costs. The same applies for major European central banks across the Atlantic Ocean and, of course, the South African Reserve Bank. Against this backdrop, the dollar's strength widened on the rand, which started the week with a slight depreciation from Friday's close. According to currency analysts, it appears that the current trading range of 18 Rand 50 to 18 Rand 85 against the US dollar is holding for now. Meanwhile, the global interest rate outlook and the Middle East conflict have been the main drivers of market sentiment in the new year. In global markets, the fourth quarter earnings season kicked off with disappointing results from the four big banks, which weighed on the US stock market on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 0.3%, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite hovered around the flat line. The market was mixed as investors digested the financial reports and looked ahead to the economic outlook. Locally, the stock market has failed to sustain the momentum it gained in December and has seen a sluggish performance so far. Banking and financial stocks dragged the JSE lower in yesterday's trading session as the local bourse followed the downward trend of global markets. With the US markets closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, market participants remained cautious. Well, a busy week awaits investors as they look forward for key data releases and central bank speeches. On Wednesday, China will announce its fourth quarter GDP growth, which is expected to remain robust. Meanwhile, the US will reveal its retail sales figures for the month, which will show how consumer spending fared. Another event that will attract attention will be the Swiss ski resort of Davos that is currently hosting the World Economic Forum under the theme of Rebuilding Trust. The annual gathering of global leaders from business, politics, and civil society will address the most pressing economic and geopolitical challenges of the day. Among the topics on the agenda are global trade tensions, rising inflation, disrupted supply chains, rapid technological change, and conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team. Net Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Net Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Net Group Investments, see money differently.